Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching is entitled, Who Am I? More Than You Think.
And the reading comes to us from Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, leading the flock across the desert. He came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush. Moses, Moses, he answered. Here I am, God said. Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father. He continued. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come, now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? He answered, I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain. The word of the Lord. Who am I? I think we all have that moment when we ask ourselves the question, who am I? In the reading that we have today, Moses asks God this same question. He wants to know who he is and why him. He doesn't see himself as this person who can do all the things that seems to be asked of him. And yet I'm sure that he was most frustrated because he really couldn't see himself doing all that God wanted him to do. He had a vision of himself, and that wasn't it. But isn't that true of all of us? Most of us have a vision of ourselves that some might agree with and others would say definitely not. But what was important was the potential that God saw in him. He had to change his view of himself, and it took a lot. It wasn't something that he agreed to readily, but one he had to grow into. God is constantly calling all of us to a moment of change and challenge, to be more than what we are. It's not about just the vision that we have for ourselves, but the vision that God has for us and what we are capable of with God's grace. The challenge is to look beyond our own vision of self to one that goes beyond. Many ministers today, I'm sure, thought the same thing of themselves when they decided to exercise that ministry, whether it is proclaiming the reading or distributing the body and blood of Christ, or even performing a sacrament. Many of us probably never thought of ourselves as worthy, and we too have said, Who am I? But by the grace and strength of God, we are able. Hopefully, we can also inspire others to recognize that they too have the same gift and that God's strength and grace is also with them. Amen. ¶¶